Now that we've gone over what 102 and 103 rejections mean, let's talk about how we usually respond to them.
Sounds good. I imagine a 102 rejection is a bit easier to deal with.
In many cases, yes. If there's a clear difference between the cited reference and our claims, we can just point that out. Or we might amend the claims to clarify the distinction.
With a 103 rejection, we usually need to argue that there's no motivation to combine the references. That means we have to explain things more thoroughly.
That's right. And if we have evidence of unexpected results or secondary considerations, that can really help.
Also, if any of the cited references were published after our application's filing date, we can submit evidence to show that. This could help us respond to both 102 and 103 rejections.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So even if the reference seems similar, if our filing came first, it's not a problem?
Exactly. That's why keeping accurate records of filing dates is so important.
So we explain our arguments point by point.
Right. We need to work closely with the inventors and coordinate with both our Japanese and U.S. attorneys.